Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein memisen oisoy loy bebeistin shebeiro v'loy bebeistin shebeyavne. We don't kill a zakin mamre in the beistin of a city. So if he goes back and he goes against the beistin of the lishkas agozes in his own city, the beistin of his own city of 23, don't kill him there. Rather, they kill him in Yerushalayim, as we're going to soon see. V'loy bebeistin shebeyavne, and they also don't kill him in the beistin shebeyavne. What this means is, let's say they donned him in the lishkas agozes in the Sanhedrin gedola. And he goes back to his city. This is a hypothetical question because this is something that is not nogea, because it's at one point in history where the Sanhedrin, before the Churban, were exiled to Yavne. And the Sanhedrin sat in Yavne before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, while the Beis HaMikdash was still standing. And this Zakin Mamre, before that happened, first he heard his din in the Beis Din HaGadol, and then he went back to the city and he waited for the Sanhedrin to go to Yavne. And then after they went to Yavne, he now went and he rebelled against them. So what's his din? The Mishnah tells us that we do not kill him in this situation. You can only kill him while the Beis Din HaGadol is sitting in Yerushalayim, and that's where he's killed. So in this case, he would not be killed. Elamalano so the Beis Din HaGadol should be Yerushalayim. This is obviously going on the first case only, because the second case, there's nothing you can do. But the first case is that if he rebels in his own city, you don't kill him there, rather you bring him to the Beis Din HaGadol should be Yerushalayim. Umishamrin oisoi adaregel. And we wait to kill him until one of the regalim on Chol HaMoed, because you're not allowed to kill on Yontif, like the Gemara says, the Pharisee brings. And if it's Shavuos, the Minchas Chinuch says, if it's after Pesach, you wait till the day after Shavuos. Shenemar, v'chol ha'om yishmu v'yirov al yizidun od. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Everybody will hear and see, and they should never do this again. And you have to do it to be mefarsim, that everybody can hear and see this. And that's when all of Kal Yisrael is there. That's why you only kill the Zaken Mamre during Yontif time when everybody is there. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Ma'anin Es Dino Shel Zeh. We do not make this guy wait all the way until Yontif. Elam Amisan Osam Miyad, we kill him right away. V'koisvin v'sholchin shluchim b'chol ha'makoymais. And we write and send out messengers in all different cities and places. Ish Ploni ben Ish Ploni, Nischayv Misa b'beistin. Such and such person, the son of such and such person, is chayv misa in Beis Din. That's how we do it, that everybody hears. But you don't have to dafka wait until the regalim.